Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. DeSantis of Black Lives Matter as a credibly alleged race-hustling fraud against the trust of the American people was reinforced during the past week. As reported in Wilkes-Barre, man charged with nearly striking officers selling crack cocaine. A nearby crowd nonetheless took the suspect's side during the confrontation. A crowd gathered and began yelling Black Lives Matter and hurled expletives toward officers, according to court records. The police in question arrested this individual because Black Lives Matter, though. Crack cocaine is just as capable of messing up the lives of a drug dealer's black customers as it is his Caucasian ones. As a matter of fact, you know, here in the United States, even now, we have roughly 25,000 homicides per year. This is guns, everything. And versus 100,000 drug overdose deaths. So police who care all about human lives will arrest those of any race who essentially poison their customers. Again, for any race, for money. This is far from an isolated incident, as perhaps 9 out of 10 BLM protests, which often escalate to looting and rioting, are on behalf of criminals rather than victims racially motivated and, you know, therefore unlawful abuse. Wikipedia links a video protest over the death of Makia Bryant, who was shot by a police officer when she menaced another black woman with a knife. The innocent black woman's life mattered to the officer, which is why he shot Bryant. He tried verbal commands first because Bryant's life also mattered, but when Bryant forced him to choose between her life and her intended victim, he had to use his gun. They're saying the names of would-be cop killer Hakeem Littleton and Michael Brown, who was shot when he tried to grab a police officer's gun and possibly turn it against him. They're saying the name of Rayshard Brooks, who was shot when he disarmed a police officer of his taser and turned it against him, but they're not saying the name of Sikoria Turner, who was shot during a BLM-related demonstration on Brooks' behalf. They're saying the names of the Caucasians who were shot by Kyle Rittenhouse when they menaced him with violence, but not the name of Anmal Kendry, whose car dealership was trashed during the same riot. BLM, in fact, libelously accuses Rittenhouse of murder. They're not saying the names of the numerous business owners of all races whose livelihoods were ruined because their insurance did not cover the full court cost of the riot and looting damage. And, you know, it is also remembered that St. George Floyd himself was not, unlike Martin Luther King, James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner, murdered for civil rights activism. Floyd was a violent thug who did prison time for a gun-armed robbery, and his sole claim to fame is that he encountered another violent thug with a gun and a badge that he should not have had. Our courts of law did not, however, need riots and threats of violence in the event of an acquittal to convict Floyd's killer. The only thing threats from a BLM activist and Maxine Waters might have achieved, in fact, would have been a mistrial of Chauvin, and therefore no justice for George Floyd. Oh, no. But even, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, but we don't need BLM to say the name of Ahmaud Arbery, because Georgia's justice system did not need BLM to put his killers in prison where they belong. Mehmet Oz's Senate campaign in Pennsylvania needs to take notice, by the way, that the Democrat candidate John Fetterman also chased a black man while armed with a shotgun because he thought he might have done something wrong, although in this case, race didn't seem to play a role. BLM is also not saying the name of retired police officer David Dorn, who was murdered during yet another riot. It is well known, however, that black lives cease to matter as soon as they put on a blue uniform, whereupon they become what they and their associates call pigs, or they use the word that nobody's supposed to say except black people. And this is from Kami Badenoch, Exchequer Secretary Minister for Equalities of the United Kingdom. I've been told of white Black Lives Matter protesters calling out black armed police officer guarding Downing Street. And I apologize for saying the word, but a pet blank. There's a video of a white BLM protester calling a black American officer a piece of what. To which he allegedly added the N-word and another BLM protester directing the N-word at another black American officer in Detroit. BLM apologists might argue that this is the behavior of only a few individuals, but many others in Detroit physically assaulted the officers, including presumably the black ones, which is even worse. And when they and their allies call for defunding or even abolition of the police, they need to remember something. Dylan Roof was arrested by the so-called pigs for shooting up a black church, and he's now rightfully on death row. You know, in Buffalo, New York, when that guy showed up to kill black people at that Topps supermarket, the vehicles of the people who came to help the victims were marked police, not Black Lives Matter or Antifa. The individuals who are handcuffing the alleged shooter, Peyton Gendron, are all wearing uniforms and badges. John Williams King was meanwhile executed in Texas for dragging James Byrd, a black American, behind a pickup truck in Jasper, Texas. The guy that arrested King, well, Caucasian, and he was wearing a police uniform. A poll in Minneapolis, which is hardly a bastion of conservative politics, adds, when the pollsters asked 500 black voters in Minneapolis their views on trimming the size of the police, a whopping 75% of them said they oppose that. You know, we don't need an organization whose civil rights agenda seems selective as to which black lives matter and which ones don't, and whose behavior includes anti-Semitic denial of Israel's right to exist along with credibly alleged misuse of 501c tax-exempt resources to tell us that the handful of bad actors among our police are greater menaces to our society than most criminals. Municipalities don't want to be sued for false arrests or even worse, civil rights violations under color law. Police don't want bad actors in their ranks either, noting that a bad partner can put an officer's life at risk or even ruin his career. Derek Chauvin's leadership in George Floyd's arrest ruined the careers of three other officers. Boston police, who responded to the Boston Marathon bombing, pointed firearms not only at buildings and bystanders, but also at each other. One officer allegedly fired at an unmarked state police car and the state trooper and another Boston police officer inside. We don't need BLM to point out the obvious problems with this. You're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And BLM has yet to do anything that shows it is part of the solution. The Republican Party needs to pick up this ball and run with it because it's an open field advantage at the moment. If black lives matter, and they do, as do white lives and Asian lives and Hispanic lives and, Arabic lives, Jewish lives, if all lives matter, why is it that we have one group out there doing this stuff, and in the meantime, they're killing people? And they're supporting and backing, and their rallying cry is about criminals. George Floyd was, he's the one that started all this. His death at the hands of police. And that guy is not, he's been canonized by Black Lives Matter when in fact, that never should have happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. As Hurricane Ian moved out of Florida, Nancy Pelosi's first thought seems to have been the harvest. And I didn't realize that there were any crops picked anywhere in October. And she was worried about the harvest in Florida and the purported need for illegal immigrants to pick the mature plants. She claimed that the farmers there are angry via the UK Daily Mail. We have a shortage of workers in our country, she said, as an argument for the country needing immigration reform. You see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here, she claimed. But that doesn't mean that we don't recognize our moral responsibility as well. You know, every time Nancy opens her mouth, you get this feeling that you could go into any nursing home and find a dozen Nancy Pelosi's, don't you? There's a video of her lurching through her remarks with bizarre hand gestures, which is worth watching by itself. And then you get to see her stumble when she starts to refer to Trump as the president. And she catches herself, and then she becomes slightly incoherent, which is, you know, very incoherent. Do we really have a shortage of workers, though? The official unemployment rate is low, to be sure, but millions have simply dropped out of the workforce, able to support themselves with public assistance and or the help of loved ones or crime. Pelosi clearly wants an illegal underclass to work for low wages in order to keep idle a class of American layabouts. But why isn't she being attacked? When Kelly Osborne was talking about, when Trump was there and he was out there rounding people up and building a wall, she asked on The View, or whatever the show was, have you noticed everybody has to have a clone of that show? She asked out loud, who's going to clean your toilets? And listen, these are the people that are claiming that there needs to be a path to citizenship. Now, Hispanic people, they seem to work fairly hard. I don't see them sitting around going, listen, I intend to be your flunky forever. I don't see that. I don't see it. And why isn't, I mean... Kelly Osborne was run out of town on a rail on that one, wasn't she? Why is Nancy Pelosi still walking around being Nancy Pelosi? Probably for the same reason that Joy Reid gets to walk around still, too. So, segue into this. Now, Hurricane Ian has done a heartbreaking amount of damage. The death toll continues to rise. Some 10,000 people are reportedly unaccounted for in Florida. Many Floridians remain without clean drinking water and without power. It has also caused catastrophic damage in the southeastern states of Georgia and here in my home state of South Carolina. I live as far inland in South Carolina as you can still be in South Carolina, so I saw very little of the storm. But unfortunately, natural disasters also present opportunities to criminal elements since properties are left evacuated and unguarded. And because he's expected to be the man of the hour, Ron DeSantis expressed concerns regarding the maintenance of law and order in areas hit worse by the hurricane. He said the thing that we're concerned about, particularly in those areas that were really hit hard, is, you know, we want to make sure we're maintaining law and order. And then he just decided to address aspiring looters directly. Don't even think about looting. Don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. Local law enforcement is involved in monitoring that. I can tell you, in the state of Florida, you never know what may be looking behind somebody's home, and I would not want to chance that if I were you, given that we're a Second Amendment state. That seems perfectly reasonable to me. And it was very obvious the warning was issued to potential home invaders, looters, and criminal elements. Enter MSNBC and whatever it is. Host Joy Reid, she chose to spew her hateful venom racistly, convinced that all looters must be black. And then she started quoting, guys in the past, like Walter E. Hidley in 1967, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. This is coming from segregationist Miami Sheriff Walter E. Hidley, who, by the way, was a Democrat. And she said, didn't take DeSantis long to return to form. Reed implies that DeSantis is warning that aspiring looters might get shot by gun-carrying Floridians, was similar to that guy saying, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. And her tweet had a link to an NPR article titled, "The History Behind When the Looting Starts, the Shooting Starts." And then it covers the history of segregation during the 60s in the U.S. And it starts with the following, or states the following. In 1967, Miami Police Chief Walter Heedley used the phrase, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts," during hearings about crime in the Florida city, invoking angry reactions from civil rights leaders, according to a news report at the time. The piece features a claim by Howard University professor Clarence Lucan that Heedley may have borrowed the phrase from Eugene Bull Connor, who had been the notorious public safety commissioner in Birmingham, Alabama. Connor was a segregationist who directed the use of police dogs and fire hoses against black demonstrators. And it also claims segregationist presidential candidate George Wallace also used the phrase during the 1968 campaign. Of course, though, both Joy Reid and NPR conveniently forgot to mention that both Connor and Wallace were Democrats, as were most segregationists. Like all Democrats, they chose not to state that since the party was founded in 1829. They've had a history of discrimination against people of color. They defended slavery. They founded the KKK. They pushed Jim Crow and perpetuated lynching. They imposed segregation. They fought against the Civil Rights Acts of the 1960s. And given the mass destruction in Florida and beyond, her remarks must be regarded as both disgraceful and insensitive. Reid joked that DeSantis will now be forced to do something other than owning the left to help Florida citizens. And she gloated that he requested federal aid from Joe Biden in order to help his state recover from Hurricane Eden. On her show, The Readout, she claimed that DeSantis must now go hat in hand to Joe Biden for aid, and it's something he didn't even believe in as a Tea Partier. The left thinks of themselves as own. They regard themselves as the sole arbiters of empathy. But the fact of the matter is that Floridians, like most people in the United States, pay federal taxes. And when their state is in peril, the federal government redirects its tax money back to the state. So they're getting aid with their own money. And this is rightfully and lawfully theirs. And this is nothing new. This is how federalism works in a democracy. And Reid doesn't know the difference because, she's Joy Reid and she's an idiot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Two people inside the home were not injured. A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. This all happened at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. There's a new group out there. They call themselves 97%. Unsurprisingly, the media is tripping over themselves to give this group coverage, but it's kind of disgusting. They claim to represent gun owners who want gun control. And that's a contentious point of view, to say the least. And this is just another in a string of groups that tries to pretend they represent our interests while actually representing the fringe elements of the firearm community. This is nothing new, and as yet, they're little more than another reason to roll our eyes. But the New York Daily News has their own take on them, one blatant from their editorial headline, Good Gun Owners Unite, a new group could help break the deadlock on firearm safety laws. So unless you're a member of 97%, boys and girls, you are not good gun owners. Nope. And it doesn't matter how responsible you are with your firearms, just how careful you are to, you know, how careful you secure them. It's irrelevant how safely you use these and how often you hold others accountable for the safe handling of those. No, none of that matters. You're not a good gun owner because you don't support gun control. Now, in contrast, they look at the NRA's history from 50 or more years ago, a time when they did support gun control, and when such actions prompted the membership to oust the leadership of the day, and how today the group no longer bends the knee to anti-gun interests. And that all changed in the late 1970s when the radicals took over, vowing that the government would only pry firearms from owners' cold, dead hands. At the apex of its power in the mid-2000s, the NRA stopped Congress from renewing a federal ban on assault weapons and managed to win a disastrous liability shield for gun manufacturers. Now, and its brethren are salivating over potential national right to carry a concealed firearm. But we have a right to carry concealed firearms. The right to keep and bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment. And as a newspaper editorial board, at the very least, they should recognize what words actually mean. And bearing arms means carrying them on your person. And it doesn't get much more explicit than that. And many gun owners may not think that way, but that doesn't make them bad gun owners. It means they hold a different opinion. Not that I expect anyone at the New York Daily News to accept that. But then again, how many gun owners in New York do they actually know? And for all their claims that the NRA is out of touch, what are the odds that they don't know any gun owners outside of a handful of elite New Yorkers who really dislike the rabble like us having guns? See, this is where things begin to get sort of slim. And the truth of the matter is that 97% is predicated on fabricated or questionable data and a bunch of people who figured out they could profit by flipping sides in the debate. They're not good gun owners. At best, they're just gun owners. In reality, I wouldn't be surprised to find out they're not even that. We now have a report about the FBI, from the FBI about the Las Vegas shooter. And the report included that Paddock had NFA firearms at Mandalay Bay, except previously they said they were bump stocks, and then they weren't machine guns until after the bump stock rule. This is according to Stephen Sambalia. So what NFA weapon did he have? Included with Stephen's tweet was an embedded copy of Stephen Paddock Part 0 from FBI Records of the Vault. And the Vault is our new FOIA library containing 6,700 documents and other media that have been scanned from paper into digital copies so that you can read them in the comfort of your home or office, according to the FBI. Once not explained is a curious claim made on page 3 of the Paddock Report, dated 10-02-2017. On or around October 1st, 2017, in Las Vegas, Nevada, Stephen Paddock, date of birth, 4/9/1953, illegally possessed prohibited firearms in violation of 26 U.S.C. Section 5841. He utilized prohibited firearms in the mass shooting incident that took place on Las Vegas Boulevard, the Strip, in which 50 people killed and over 500 people were injured. Now, 26 U.S.C. Section 5841 is the code section for the central registry of all firearms in the United States which are not in the possession are under the control of the United States. This registry shall be known as the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record. This puts the point to Stephen's question because the shootings have been widely blamed on bump stocks, which were not reclassified as machine guns or banned at the time that they made these observations. So, the bottom line is that bump stocks, which were legal at the time, could not have been illegally possessed prohibited firearms referred to in the Paddock Report. So, what are they referring to in this? Confusion is further compounded by a PowerPoint presentation by the ATF that it was not allowed to physically examine the interior of the weapons for machine gun fire control components or known machine gun conversion devices such as drop-in auto sears, lightning links, etc. recovered from the Las Vegas shooter's hotel room. Stephen filed a FOIA request representing firearms designer Lynn Savage. That yielded even more confusing and conflicting admissions. An ATF Firearms Enforcement Officer, a FEO, had not been able to conduct a full examination of them at the time. And we get this. I cannot further comment on the bump-type devices recovered in the case at this time as they processing an assessment of evidence ongoing, including whether or how the firearms with bump stocks were used. Then from Lynn Savage, we get ATF did not disclose that they had not examined the firearms prior to promulgating the rule. And now that the comment period is closed, that information cannot be used in a court challenge because it was not submitted prior to the closing of comments. From what we got from ATF in our 4 years back, they show no third pinhole. Bump stocks at the time were not NFA, so that leaves either a drop-in auto sear or DS, or possibly what is known as a Swift Link, a very simplistic but effective conversion device. So why would you highlight this, and what was this writer claiming, that bump stocks attached to some of the recovered guns weren't used? And I'm not saying anything here. It is and was very, you know, They all claimed that bump stocks were responsible for the death toll, and that fact somehow justified banning them and ordering lawfully obtained property to be confiscated or destroyed. All I'm saying is this is what they said. And I'm comparing it what that's what the ATF said, and this is what the FBI said. And noting that with all the inconsistencies and all the unanswered questions and suspicions of official cover-up still hanging over the Las Vegas shootings, here's a thread that major media investigative journalists and congressional inquirers, people with influence and reach, could pull to see what unravels. If they wanted to. So what, I mean, what do you have? I have listened to the video of that shooting event, and I have fired an M16 fully automatic. And, I mean, I fired one recently. I got to fire a law enforcement one. And that gun made it to where, it sounded like really, really, really fast semi-automatic fire, which is what a bump stock is. It did not sound like fully automatic fire to me. It might have been fully automatic if it were a bigger caliber, but it was 5.56. See, the bigger the caliber, the more the bolt has to pull back and recycle and everything else. And the bolt's heavier, and a lot of things going on with that. And it goes from bump to bump. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just check that out. But, yeah, this came out, and I need to get a hold of Steven. See what he has to say about this. Because this is of great interest to me. Because nothing ever came out about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Only from California. Gavin Newsom signed a new law Thursday night to strip rights away from parents who protest their children's blind pursuit of destructive surgery sold to confused minors as gender affirmation. This is Senate Bill 107, introduced by San Francisco area State Senator Scott Wiener. And California will now become a refuge for trans-identifying minors who seek irreversible medical treatment for gender dysphoria. The legislation was supposedly aimed at blocking red states from enforcing laws barring extreme treatments for underage victims, and instead invited those minors to seek surgeries in California. And we get this. He said, when he signed the bill, Newsom said, "In California, we believe in equality and acceptance. We believe that no one should be prosecuted or persecuted for getting the care they need, including gender-affirming care. Parents know what's best for their kids, and they should be able to make decisions around the health of their children without fear. We must take a stand for parental choice." Yeah. Except the bill undermines parental choice by empowering the state to strip custody from those who refuse to support their children's demand for gender-affirming care, a euphemism used to describe something that is neither gender-affirming nor caring. And this can range from puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to surgeries, leaving a child physically permanently altered. And interestingly enough, and this is where my eyes get wide, because I think this is going to open some things up, and this is going to be that dose of reality that some things are sometimes need to be brought to light. The bill extends California's reach beyond its borders, enabling minors in other states to pursue treatment on the West Coast away from parental oversight. Jay Richards, a policy expert at the Heritage Foundation, and Emily Cow, a vice president and senior counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom, broke down the components of the law in Newsweek. California courts will have the power to strip custody from parents wherever they live who doubt the wisdom of these experimental and irreversible procedures if their child so much as steps foot in California. It would also allow California doctors to treat minors still in other states. With the advent of telehealth, the child could get a prescription for hormones from a California doctor while at home in Arkansas or in Florida. Now, both states have instituted protections to restrict cross-sex hormones from ending up in the hands of gender-confused minors. Under California's new law, parents might not even know whether the children are pursuing these drugs and procedures. Senate Bill 107 mandates that doctors hide children's medical information from parents if related to gender identity, even if requested by subpoena. They're really pushing this one. Last week, a coalition of organizers representing parents both in and out of the state condemned the law's reach with a letter to the governor. Whatever that does. You know, I often wonder what... I know that people are trying to pursue things the peaceful way. But sometimes things are just a waste of time. And sending anything like this to Gavin Newsom is a waste of time. But they sent him a letter. Senate Bill 107 makes children akin to the Pied Piper. Or makes California akin to the Pied Piper, enticing minor children nationwide to leave their families and run away in pursuit of harmful drugs and sterilizing surgeries, all of which cause irreversible harm to the minds, bodies, and family relationships of America's precious children. Children experiencing gender confusion need the love, support, and guidance of their parents. They do not need to be taken from their parents and rushed down a pathway which leads to a lifetime of medicalization and sterilization. This summer, researchers at the Heritage Foundation found that easing access to cross-sex treatment without parental consent significantly increases suicide rates. And therein, that's where my eyebrows go up, you see. This is where my eyebrows go up. This is another one of these things where the Democrats have decided to use your kids to make a political point. Now, the political point here is that your kids are not your kids. They're the government's kids. And because they're the government's kids, then that means that all kind of manner of things can be done to them, for them, without your consent. We saw this in Australia during the COVID thing, where there was... You know, there would be sports facilities where the kids could go in there and they could get their vaccination, whether the parents wanted them to or not. And this was being supplied by the government. This is nothing new. I mean, Hitler knew about this. He knew about the power of using children. And in the same breath, while they will tell you that your son or daughter, 18 to 21... is not old enough or mature enough to handle a weapon, to buy a long gun, which is one of the things they want. You know, they just passed the BSCA, and one of those things is enhanced background checks for 18 to 20-year-olds. They'll tell you that they can't possibly be mature enough to own a gun, and at the same time, they can be mature enough to decide whether they want to take, you know, blockers and hormones, and they want to be mutilated. Why would you want something? Why would you want an organ, for example? Let's say your arm. Why would you want to replace your arm, which has an elbow and it can bend and do all kinds of things and you feel it? Why would you want to replace that with something that is no longer functional? What's a possible, if you had, why would you volunteer to do something like that? Why would you volunteer to mutilate your own body and get out of it something that is completely, it's a mask. It's not even a real functioning part of you anymore. And that can't possibly feel good. And, you know, see, one of the problems with gender dysphoria, the other day, day before yesterday, here in my town, they had a koi display. And I go in there and there's a bunch of cross-dressing guys standing there. And they're dressed like prostitutes, but I guess that's, you know, what the way the young girls dress nowadays. But whatever it is. But, I mean, whatever they were doing, I just went by them because I was there to see the koi fish. But one of the findings are some of the findings contradict a key argument among proponents of aggressive gender affirmation who claim minors denied permanently life-altering procedures are more likely to kill themselves. We know. What they're doing is they're making a theoretical claim, but we do know there's a 14% increase in suicide rates among young people by 2020 in states that have a provision allowing them to access care without parental consent relative to states that do not. This according to Heritage Senior Research Fellow Jay Green. Easier access to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones by minors actually exacerbate suicide rates. But listen, none of this has anything. See, the Democrats couldn't care less about gender dysphoria and about boys wanting to be girls and girls wanting to be boys. They couldn't care less. What they're trying to do is they're trying to shatter the nuclear family. They're trying to shatter the norms. And the rest of the world is watching this going, really? This is what you guys are concerned with? This is what you're concerned with? We got Russia out here. I mean, right now, Russia has two leaking pipelines, Nord 1 and 2. And Russia, I mean, when it comes to maintenance, they're not very good at it. And they've got two explosive under the ocean, full of natural gas. And, you know, that would be an environmental disaster were something bad to happen with that. And instead of us looking at this, which, you know, we're always hearing about climate change, now we got California out there, and I guess they're going to do certain, you know, little snatch-and-grab operations. If you live in Oklahoma and your kid wants to be a boy, if your little girl wants to be a boy, well, they'll come and do a snatch-and-grab. I wonder what the gun owners of Oklahoma would have to say about that. All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.